Man, it's, you know, it's still the same thing. You want to come out every day and compete and try to improve your game. There's, you know, I learned something today. Will Sutton got me on a, you know, he was inside of me and I stepped too far down, and you know, we talked about it after the play, and you know, that's one thing I learned today. You know, I eliminated a way to get beat today. So you gotta keep going out every day and try to help the team out and try to better yourself to be able to help the team. I hate the word potential, man. You know, it's, you know, when we go in here after lunch and we look at this film, that's really what I'm concerned with, what you put on tape. I had a terrible showing last week against the Bengals. It was uncharacteristic of me. I couldn't get going. And, you know, I think that's I'm speaking for a lot of us when I say that. But we're on to the Browns, and excited to see these guys get after it on Thursday. And, man, you see it. We're out here competing every day, and it's a great feeling to be part of a team and have guys competing for spots. I don't really have a preference. I'd like to help the team wherever that is, as you said. And I'm really sincere when I say that. I mean, if they asked me to play receiver, I'd be out there running routes right now practicing. You know, it's football. It's not that complicated. And, you know, as you said, it's never too late. It's like if you're working on a 300-piece puzzle and you can't figure out which pieces to go where, it might be the end of the puzzle before you figure out, oh, there's that piece for there, you know. So we're not really worried about that. We got a lot of guys who are competing and ready to roll. So we're excited about getting this season started. Well, at guard, things happen a lot quicker. You know, the snap of the ball, and you're either beat or you've won right now. Tackle, you can see your death either happen really slowly or you can see success happen really slowly. So there's a lot more space out there. But, you know, honestly, you're just trying to keep somebody away from Jay Cutler. So at the end of the day, that's the assignment. Well, I think that's the point of the preseason. I mean, and that's probably echoed throughout 31 other NFL locker rooms right now. There's pieces that they want to get shored up and things that they want to get, people they want to get healthy, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But really, we're moving forward with what we got. It's a next man up mentality, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've heard that from Foxy. We have to have that mentality. We have to really be sincere in buying into that.